Are we ready? Are we recording?
Yes, sir.
All right, we'll call order for Tarrant County 911 Emergency Manager, Emergency Assistant District Board of Managers for Monday, September 16th, 2019. It's 12 o'clock, and with that, we'll refer to the director for any agenda announcements.
Yes, sir.
Move to item three, consider approval for consent agenda items A, B, and C.
Move approval of consent agenda.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye, the motion carries. We'll move to item number four.
Okay, so in doing the Fort Worth cut, about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago now, we came across a situation where Fort Worth has Cisco phones in their PSAP internally, and that's what they use to communicate with the telecommunicators. With the previous phone system, they were able to connect the services together to reach the call takers. And with the new VESA system, we found out rather late in the game that is no longer possible. So in speaking with the lieutenant for Fort Worth, one of the options was to buy Cisco phones for the call takers so that their internal communications can continue as needed between the dispatchers and the teletype division. So the agreement that we came to, the conversation was that they would use their remaining PSAP assistance funds previously approved to purchase the Cisco phone suite. On page 41 is the quote that they received. For $25,964. They do have $50,892 remaining for the year. And the reason why we want to try to use the funds this year is because by the time they get approval to use next year's funding, it'll be around January. So that would be a good 3 to 4 potentially months in which the four personnel couldn't effectively talk to each other. So on behalf of Fort Worth, I'm asking that the board allow us to, outside of the normal PSAP assistance processing, to use those funds to help them acquire a Cisco system pretty rapidly.
So is this Fort Worth PD? That's what you're saying?
Not
going to say Fort Worth?
Yes, correct.
So was Fort Worth Fire and MedStar impacted by this in any way?
MedStar is not Fire.
Nope, not at all. It had specifically to do with, it was a surprise to us as well. As we went through there, it was not identified as part of the original call flow. So about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, once it was brought to the attention, it was really too late to do anything. And how Fort Worth PD wanted their ACD designed, it was different than what Arlington or Irving or FD had. It wasn't really possible to match that up with what they had there. So this is the solution that I was able to come up with.
Do they have the licenses included in this?
They're already on a Cisco system, so this is really my understanding. Just they already have Cisco phones in there now. This is just really putting Cisco phones on the floor.
So would it be in addition to, would it increase their count or of phones on their system?
Yes.
Because usually Cisco requires licensing on a per user basis. So are they going to handle that, or do they have the user licenses in place?
I'm going to work on this.
Because that'll have a cost too.
Yeah, I'm going to work on the assumption that they've already considered that.
Okay.
And we offered to help them purchase the phones, and that's what this quote is for. And again, this was drawn up within, you're talking maybe 5 business days, so.
That's all they're asking for, though.
Yes.
Right.
That's what we've agreed to, if the board is okay with it.
Move approval.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Put item B.
All right. We do have an excess of about
$662,635.65-ish.
And PSAP assistance fund, so we're requesting, as we did last year, to allow us to purchase some chairs and headsets for some of our PSAPs that are needing them.
I'm sorry, item 2A. A2, okay.
Yes.
For facility here?
No, this is for the PSAPs.
just for the piece.
Last year, we purchased 50 chairs and about 50 headsets, and we've disseminated all of them to the PSAP.
So how's that dissemination done? How's that?
Last year, I went by the sites that had the smallest amount of allocated funds. I called them up and said, hey, I'd like to help you out. Like hotcakes. I mean, they went. A lot of agencies, even with the assistance, they still can't afford a $4,000 chair.
Sure.
So we offered 2 to 3 chairs per site that needed them. This year, as we're out and about looking at the different sites, we see still a great need for chairs amongst our dispatchers.
Okay.
And we actually, because we've touched so many sites this year, we've actually visually seen the wear and tear on the chairs, and they are not cheap. They're $4,000 to $5,000 a piece. So a lot of our smaller PSEPs, that's all they get for the whole year on both sides. So we were able to get the chairs out there.
Okay. Any comment?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Now we'll move to radio assistance program, item D.
Travis.
And Megan. So this year, speaking with Rhonda, and one of the requests that we had was for agencies that have a multi-year contract. As Arlington, theirs is pretty much due October 1st. I asked Rhonda to give me a copy of their multi-year contract, which she did. She is not going to get approved until October 1st, but just so we can get the vote and everything ready for them, I told her to put in this month's board, requesting that they use their, that they can use their radio allocation for their Motorola radio maintenance. They're allocated $302,204. Which is just a piece of what they're paying for the radio system. Their total bill is over $1 million. So they just want to use what's allocated for them towards their radio maintenance contract.
We had in our board meeting, I believe it was October or November of last year, a discussion of the multi-year contracts, allowing the agencies to submit the original contract to us, the full contract that we have it on file, and then for subsequent years, we do not have to wait for board approval for them to go ahead and apply for the funds. The board would still see that as part of the over $25,000 payment, but it would not prevent, for example, in Arlington from stepping outside of the policy of requiring a pre-approval before signing a contract. And the board was amenable to that, so we're just preempting the Arlington one because we know that's going to be hitting us October 1st.
Any discussion?
Second.
I'll abstain from this vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries, one abstention.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Move to section 5, presentations.
All right, we've got 3 presentations from the board as far as the physical plant and physical building changes. The first one is found on page 12, and that is the administrative building door replacement quote. That's from Vortex. We did receive 4. We did have 4 companies come out and look at our doors. Their pricing was fairly similar. We picked Vortex because it was the most comprehensive. We had a lot more confidence in the representatives that we dealt with, and their warranties were pretty good for us. As was noted, it's every door in the building. The largest expense being the 4 doors here that are our main entryway. We will be, again, our doors are not ADA compliant, so a lot of the additional expense is that we will have a push button on the door for those for accessibilities. On all of the doors, we will be amending the training room gate because right now the entry and exit point do not meet ADA compliance. The other thing, the other benefit to the new doors is that we have no insulation on pretty much any of our doors. So our AC runs pretty much 24/7 because we don't have any type of barrier preventing the air from leaving the building or getting in the building. And then it also has required the need for regular pest control more probably than normal because we have no barrier to keep the pest out. So there's lots of benefits to it. Our doors are significantly aged. So we asked the board to allow us. We will attempt to do the deposit this year and then the remaining next year, and it is budgeted. So we asked for the board's approval to move forward in that one.
Okay. Any questions for the director? Do I have a motion?
Move for approval.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Okay, page 18 is a quote from Electroacoustics. This is an upgrade to our training room. In our last retreat and probably a few lunches, the board has sat in the training room. One of the most significant issues we have is the echo in the room and this, some of the visibility. This will be a two-part plan. One, we're going to have Enviromatics come in the building and redirect some of the air conditioning to soften the noise. That is a huge part of the acoustic problem that we have. And then we're going to update the audiovisual, some furniture, cabinets for our new tablets for the paperless PSAP, and some general acoustics for the building. We're kind of excited. We've got some microphones going in. We'll have the ability to stream some of the meetings that we do, especially for the quarterly PSAP meetings. For those who can't make it, we'll be able to record those and have those available. So this, again, we had at least four quotes on this one, and we were most pleased with both the responsiveness and the ideas of Electroacoustics. So again, we're asking the board's permission to move forward with that as well.
Yeah, we're going through something similar in Arlington. These things are not cheap. But, any questions for the director?
Before we vote on it, can we go through the math?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because the previous one said the budget amount was $142,884. Previously expended $51,577, and we've already approved $63,677. So by my calculator, what we left in the balance is $27,640.
You're saying if the door replacement is done?
No. Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Okay. So again, we're only doing a deposit. We're not putting the full amount. We're not paying for the full amount this year. Just
this
a deposit.
Fiscal year.
This fiscal year. The remainder is for next year.
So how much is the deposit on the doors?
25%, thank you. Yeah.
But the math that you have down here where it says fiscal information, what is that? Because those numbers don't add up. That's, I think that's
they're replicated.
Right. So you look on for the doors, just the, we have fiscal information. It's the same thing on the next one, but when you do the math for this, it doesn't add up.
And actually, what we're being asked to approve is the full amount.
Right.
Not just the deposit.
66.
Well, we're asking you to approve the purchase itself. What I'm asking, and that's why it says deposit on the agenda, is to allow the deposit to come in this fiscal year and the remaining for the next fiscal year. What I'm simply, I'm asking you to approve the purchase in general, but what I'm letting the board know is part of the purchase will go in this fiscal year, the deposit, and then the remaining for the next fiscal year.
Yeah, I guess the question is the math at the bottom of this page. You have $142,000 in a budget. You expended $51,000. You asked for purchases of $63,000. So you have a remaining budget of $93,000. Those numbers don't add up. It's $27,000 if you do the math. So I'm just trying to understand the math. I don't have any problem with the purchase. I just don't understand the math.
Okay, so, and I understand where you're coming from.
Okay.
What we did was work on the premise that if the board were not to approve one, the 91,307 is still what's remainder.
Yeah, Doug, as I'm reading this, started with 142, previously expended 51, so what's remaining before your approval today is 91. You got $91,000 to play with in that fund. So Shannar is asking that you approve a 25% deposit on the $63,000 for the doors and a 25% deposit on the $53,000 for the Acoustics, is that right?
Correct.
So we're doing deposits on both.
On both this fiscal year.
Can we do that? Can we spend? So we're approving a project that we're gonna, we can spend 2 years.
Yes.
We can do that. Okay.
But I guess my, the request was for 63, is for the whole amount.
Well, because we're asking for approval to go forward with the project itself.
Okay.
But what I'm letting the board know is that the total cost for the project, I mean, I can add the 2020 monies if you like me to and combine the two, but what we're saying, asking the board or letting the board know is the full amount is not coming from this budget, it's just a deposit, but we wanted to get it on the agenda so that we could use funds from this year and then complete it from next year.
And I think that's the math that I would like to have seen.
Okay.
On this.
Just the deposit?
Mm-hmm. Yes. But the math doesn't work on the paper, but I get what you're coming, I get where you're coming from.
Yeah, but I think we're on target here, it needs to be a little more clear. I mean, I think we all agree that it needs to be done, but tracking the deposit, which is 25% of a certain amount that we can't see clearly, is just something that, just a record keeping. Okay, so any other questions for the director? Do we have a motion for the training room project?
I'll make a motion to approve.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
And the next one, oh, I'm sorry, the updated five-year fiscal forecast, that's part of the a budget presentation that we did. Judge Whitley found an additional issue with the budget and actually called for us to, myself and Anil, to redo the five-year funding project. So if you look at page 37, which was page 13 and 14 of the budget presentation, what we did was we removed the previously stated reserve gain loss, which was showing $8 million for 3 years in a row. And we did the actuals for 2017 and 2018, and then an estimated year end for 2018-2019, projecting the actual gains and loss spent during those years so we could better reflect the funding, the beginning balance for the 2019-2020 period. And then additionally, Anil added a depreciation, which was not previously there, which reflects the significant amount of capital that we have in the building and technology in particular that depreciates year after year. So it does not change the budget in any way, but it just adjusts the forecast to reflect, for example, in 2019 to 2020, we're anticipating approximately a $9 million check to AT&T for the CPE project, and then cascading from there. So that, we just wanted to let the board know that we changed the forecast and the reasons behind it.
Rick, do you have anything?
We met with the county administrator, assistant county administrator, got their bay off, and then we met with the county judge.
Okay.
And he was okay with us resubmitting.
It's just it was just math, and he was absolutely pulling on. We kept showing we had paid out $8 million for 15 to 16, 16 to 17, 17 to 18, and we actually hadn't. And so our beginning balances were much higher than the original projected years. And so we said, okay, let's basically start from scratch. Let's see exactly what we paid last year. Let's see exactly what our year end's gonna be this year, and then do a 3 year forecast from there with a 5 year in the next budget year.
So you're just informing the board, you're not asking mm-hmm. us for anything?
Yes, as we go to Arlington,
sure.
Or Irving, and you guys see something different, you'll know why. It's okay. Different from what you saw in the board meeting. So okay. I just wanted to keep you guys in the loop.
Okay. Item D,
Okay, our Avaya phone system, that is the administrative phone system here, an IP version, and that is found on, starting on page 39, and that is through AT&T. We actually received five different quotes for this one, and we chose the AT&T Avaya version because the phones are pretty comparable across the board, Avaya, Cisco, and et cetera. But the one thing that we liked about the AT&T option was the IP and the technology involved. Our tech team was rather excited about the maintenance and the technical support that we're getting versus some of the other companies. So we'd like to go ahead and move forward in upgrading our phone system.
What's the matter with the current system?
It is not IP. We have no flexibility.
Okay.
It's typical.
Upset.
Yeah.
Okay.
So in part of our strategic plan on having the coop, the ability to go to a backup center when this is down, we limit ourselves there. So this gives us a whole lot more flexibility.
Do you maintain any POTS lines here?
Absolutely, we maintain POTS lines here. It actually is all fed by PRI, but the current phone system is manufactured discontinued for some time. So we end up kind of robbing Peter to pay Paul for moving phones around. Mm-hmm. It served us well for about the past 11-ish years, but it's showing its age.
Okay.
You're not getting support anymore, Kevin, on that? On your existing system?
On the existing, we do not have such support.
Yeah. Any other questions?
And this also provides us redundancy because we lost phone service or internet service, excuse me, about a month ago when
Charter.
Who went down?
Charter.
Thank you, Drew Blake. So this will actually give us a backup for internet as well because we did not have it for several hours here.
Okay. Do you have a motion?
Motion to approve the phone system.
I'll abstain on this.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. One abstention, Robert. CPE project. Is it ever going to get done?
Good afternoon.
Stand by. Stand by.
We're getting closer. We've just cut over Fort Worth PD. Lisa and I, we have all the Fort Worth PD, FD, and both their backup sites cut over VESTA, which now brings us to 94% of the seats and 91% of the PSAPs.
Great.
So, we have MedStar scheduled for, and they're on target for next Wednesday, the 25th, and DFW Airport on 10-9. And Azle has some construction, so we're waiting to see how that pans out.
That was the last?
And yes, that is the last.
Okay. We will, DFW, because of their construction, we're just going to upgrade their current site, which we were hoping to upgrade their brand new site, but it's taken they're not even going to break ground for a while. So we've agreed to upgrade their current site, and that will become their backup. So once they're finished construction, then we will go into a whole new set. Azle, again, with construction, so yes.
We're looking October-ish for Azle. We just don't have an exact date yet.
So does anybody know how far behind we are in completing this project as compared to the original scope of the project? Are we 2 years behind? 3 years behind?
You know, that is an interesting question depending on how you look at it, because there were so many contractual obligations of development put in with the RFP, with the original AT&T Microdata project, that we were anticipating some delay, but neither AT&T nor Microdata had been from the TCS were able to give us specific time frames. They just marked it by a lot of versions with some windows. If I had to guess, and I'm guessing a little bit, I'd probably say 2.5 to 3 years. But that really has a lot to do with the developmental work that was going on by Microdata TCS, and then a little bit with the AT&T Vesta Airbus solution when we first started. So
would you guys, you feel like you're satisfied with how it's progressed, how the system's operating? Is there anything that the board should be concerned about regarding the implementation?
We've had maybe one or two minor feature requests, but other than that, I think we're, you?
That's accurate. There's absolutely things we would like to see change. We submitted some feature requests for things. One of the things that we like is full fault tolerance, redundancy, diversity. That is beginning to be phased out with public safety approaches, it seems, and that's disappointing. Unfortunately, it's the nature of the beast, and there's not a solid solution that just is natively available. So we've had to customize quite a bit of how we approach the network and the CPE side to give the same kind of reliability that we've had for decades here. Certainly AT&T has stepped up and worked greatly with us on this to get where we need to be. So we like the system. It's gone in well. We need to see a couple of years for it to run cleanly and smoothly for us to really have what we consider full confidence in what exactly we've got. As we do upgrades, as we move through this, as we move people around, we've got our technicians who are very well trained. Our staff is very experienced with how to maintain and upgrade the system to go about it. So I think we're in a great spot. We're just changing out the equipment though. As you know, we have a legacy network that we still have that eventually is going to have to be dealt with, and that is designed to feed seamlessly into this system without any problems at all.
So is this legacy system part of the our redundancy?
The legacy system I speak of is the 911 tandems. We still operate off of analog circuits that are being digital coming out of the central offices that the tandems are housed in. But that's going to be another element that we're going to be coming to you in the next couple of years saying we need to now begin looking at that. We're trying to take these in phases, trying to not be on the bleeding edge, but we need to be keeping you advised to where we stand, where we need to be going, and we do not really want to be on an edge that's going to put us in a bad spot from an outage condition, from any kind of fault tolerance, from resiliency.
Thank you. Anybody else?
I'd like to ask you a question a different way.
Yes, sir.
And looking at your crystal ball, is there anything that you see that might cause us regrets after we've authorized that $9 million check?
No. Knowing what else is out there, what the other options are, what they have been, what they've become over the years we've been through this multi-year project, as you stated, I think this was the best choice that we could have made. There's absolutely, as I said, some concerns, but it's going to take us some years to really feel comfortable, just like the previous equipment that we had. But this is, as what we know then, as well as what we know now, the best solution we've got, in my opinion. Is there anything there?
I don't disagree with that.
That's the words we see you like.
And the checks aren't cut until we're looking at 90-day fully functioning. No issues, as well as different specs that are required as built in, et cetera. So it's not just, okay, we've plugged in the last cord, let's cut a check. There's a period of time that must elapse that we're satisfied with the service as it's installed.
Okay. Anyone else? Okay, I guess we'll move to the executive director report.
Not much there. We have, we're just staying busy with a lot of projects, a lot of stuff going on. One of the things that we're highlighting and working on this fall is going to be a continuity of operations for both the administrative side and the PSAP side. So things like that, normal working, policy updates, and et cetera.
Okay. We have no briefings.
The only thing I received was just quick notes from Bill. All 150 members of the Texas House are up for re-election, and the Senate 16 members are up for re-election. Representative Jose Rodriguez announces retirement on Friday, and he's the only member of the Senate to announce a retirement. In the House, we have five incumbents announce a retirement. Ms. Farrar from Houston, Zerwas from Folshear, Strickland from Bedford, Ray from Waxahachie, and Johnson from Dallas, who recently was elected mayor of Dallas. Five Republicans in Congress who have announced they will not be running for re-election. Merchant from Coppell, Olson from Sugarland, Conway from Midland, Hurd from Alates, and Flores from Bryan. He says, I expect we will see interim committee charges changes released in the next couple months. As soon as they're released, he will let us know, and they will be monitoring for anything that would impact us. And the only thing, any updates that I saw that potentially impact us, was on August the 14th, Governor Abbott formed a domestic terrorism task force in the wake of the El Paso shooting. We'll also include discussing the Odessa shooting that took place in August to combat acts of hate and extremism in Texas. The group will analyze and provide advice on strategies to maximize law enforcement's abilities to protect against acts of domestic terrorism. How this affects us is the Department of Public Safety has been given a mandate from the governor to create better ways of tracking potential phone calls that may indicate that something is awry, that there's something that law enforcement needs to pay attention to, something or someone. So we received an email from DPS last week. We'll be talking about it in our next alliance meeting to see what the anticipated impact for the individual PSAPs will be to comply with whatever comes out from that. So that was one thing that stood out. Keep on the mind of our 911 centers.
Okay. And I think we'll move into an executive session meeting pursuant to Chapter 551, 551.071 and 551.074. And I guess Section 418.183. We'll ask you to just step out for a minute.
Okay, I'm going to take wings.
Okay, I'm calling us out of executive meeting. Moving into public comments. Seeing if there's no public for comment, we have a motion for adjournment.
So move.
Second.
Okay.
2 seconds.
Thank you.
All those in favor, we are adjourned. Thank you. I'll call you back to your office.
Even if Chief Davis comes next time.